Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
SRS Real Estate Partners announces sale of the Shops at Greenlawn, a multi-tenant retail center in Round Rock, Texas. SRS Real Estate Partners announced the sale of the Shops at Greenlawn, a 22,970-square-foot retail center in Round Rock, Texas. The seller, Matthias Partners, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Managing Principal Kathy Neighbors and her team. The buyer, a global real estate investor, acquired this 92% occupied, 9-tenant retail center. Demand for retail assets in strong demographic regions is high, with new housing subdivisions outpacing retail construction. The property's location near Dell Computers headquarters and the upcoming district project make it a prime retail destination. This sale marks the third multi-tenant shopping center sold by SRS in the past 3 months, with over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year. SRS Real Estate Partners, founded in 1986, continues to provide commercial real estate solutions nationwide. Toxic truth: 91% of homes haven't been tested for asbestos, and buyers are bailing. A national survey by asbestosclaims.law reveals that 91% of homes have never been tested for asbestos, despite 82% of adults believing it should be legally required. Concern is growing, with 69% worried about exposure. Millennials and Gen Z are most concerned, while Gen Xers are most likely to walk away from a home with asbestos. Despite this, testing is rarely done before renovations or disasters. With no federal mandate, millions remain at risk for asbestos-related illnesses. The survey highlights a disconnect in real estate, where 70% say a potential sale would be at risk if asbestos is found. Asbestos remains a hidden danger in many homes with a lack of awareness and legal requirements.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.